Negotiating and getting what you want can be intimidating. When it comes to brand deals and doing a contract with larger companies, it can be hard. But today, I'm going to share with you my formula for how I negotiate and successfully walk away happy every single time. You can have a win-win when it comes to negotiation. And today, we're dropping it here on Business as Unusual. The very first thing you have to understand when it comes to negotiation is you must come with confidence. You have to back yourself. Don't come into it cocky, but definitely understand before you even approach the table that you are worthy of what you are going to be asking for. And you need to really have an examination of the services and the value that you provide. So whether you are negotiating a branding contract where you're working with a brand to be maybe an affiliate or brand representation, creator, anything like that, or you are negotiating a speaking gig, whatever it is, you need to understand the value and what you are worth prior to even having the discussion. If you are not confident in yourself and what your value is, you're going to have a really hard time asking for what you really do deserve. The other thing is you have to understand what the market value is. I almost always will do research on what other people in that industry or in that niche are getting. For instance, if I'm going to be negotiating a speaking gig, then I have a pretty good idea about what my counterparts are being paid. And not only that, but because I'm a female speaker and notoriously we get undercut and underpaid all the time, I'm not negotiating based off what other women are getting paid. I am negotiating with what the speakers are getting paid, period. Doesn't matter if it's a man, a woman, or whatever. I want to be paid the best that I can be paid for the value that I bring to the table. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm going to be asking for the same amount as, say, a Gary Vaynerchuk if I'm not the keynote. But if I'm coming in as the keynote, you best believe I'm asking for that money. Let's jump into the actual negotiation now. So outside of being confident and doing your background research, before you come to the table, you also have to have your range. And what I mean is you're going to have your high number, and your high number should scare you a little bit. You should be uncomfortable asking for it. But this is the number you really want. This is like, yes, if I can walk away with this number, I am buying myself a bottle of Cristal and I am popping bubbly. You know, like that is the number for you. And don't go crazy, but definitely be uncomfortable asking for it. And then you have your low number. Now, the low number is not by any means to undercut you, your value, or your services. This number often can still be uncomfortable, but this is the lowest number that you can go for what they're asking for, okay? So you need to really understand, what are my costs for, let's say, again, we'll use the example of a speaking gig. You know, what is it going to cost me to travel, to leave my kids behind, my family behind, maybe have to get a sitter or a dog sitter, whatever that looks like to you, to leave, to travel, to spend your precious time, to prepare. A lot of speakers don't think about the preparation of a speaking gig, right? We have to actually prepare our slides or our talk. We have to practice. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into making a really great presentation. And then the time that you're there, you know, cost of staying at a hotel, cost of eating out, cost of, you know, networking and doing what it is that speakers are pretty much required to do, and also being on stage. So you have to think about all those costs and make sure that not only are you covered for those costs, but that you are actually going to make an income on top of that. We don't want to just cover our costs. We want to actually make this worth our while. So that low number should be the bare minimum of what you can cover everything and still walk away happy. If you can't walk away happy, you shouldn't be asking for that number, right? So we have our low number, which is still nice to have. I'm happy with the low number and I'm comfortable with it. But we also have our high number, which is kind of our scary number. This is the number that we know we're worth it, man. We're worth it. We want this number. This would make me real happy, okay? So we have our range before we even start negotiation. It's also important to note at this point that you cannot go into this desperate, okay? You cannot be like, I have to have this money to survive. You cannot be desperate. They will smell desperation. They will take advantage of desperation. So this is very important. This goes back to confidence. This goes back to knowing your worth, but you absolutely need to be able to walk away and you need to prep yourself for that. Like, if I'm not going to be happy from this negotiation, I am okay with walking away. And the thing that you need to think about is like, your time is better served doing other things if you cannot come to an agreement, because you can make money in other ways, right? There are other activities you could be doing with your time. So you cannot come desperate. You need to come and know, if I don't get that low number, if I don't get my bare minimum number, and we will talk about other ways to negotiate after this, but I need to be able to walk away confidently. Walk away. That is an absolute important thing when it comes to negotiation. It's kind of like what my dad always told me when it comes to like shopping for real estate. Never fall in love with the house, okay? Never fall in love with the project until it's yours. Okay, you've got your range. You have your confidence. You've done your research. You're excited, but you're willing to walk away. Now what? Well, now we come to the table, right? You guys have talked about the project. And they're telling you, well, send us a proposal of what you can do, yada, yada, yada. If it's a speaking event, you probably won't need a proposal. They're just going to send you, you know, whatever they send you. Now, if they do not send you what they're paying, like in speaking gigs, they'll usually tell you, here's what we're paying. But with brand deals, they will not always do that. They will oftentimes ask you, you know, how much does this cost to do this for us? The ideal situation is that they will always tell you their budget first, because this gives you power. I want to know where they're coming from, because what if my number is way lower and they're all like, what if my number is 10 grand and they're like in the 20 grand range? Like, oh yeah, we're budgeted for 20 grand. I'm like, oh, cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to get you my range. Or, oh, cool. Yeah. That sounds pretty close to where I was thinking, but I don't let them know that I was like way lower. I'm going to be like, yeah, I was thinking like 25 grand. But we might be able to make this work. Okay, so we always want them to come to the table first. So oftentimes the discussion will go something like, tell me, what is it that you have budgeted for this project, for me to come on and help you with this, or for me to speak? What are you doing for your speakers? And they will either say X, Y, and Z, this is what it is, and then you can go from there. Or oftentimes, especially with brand deals, they will say, well, we're not really sure. You know, why don't you send us a number? Why don't you tell us? Oh man, I hate that answer. I really do. Because I don't like to mess around. I don't want to play this back and forth game. I'm just too much of a straight shooter. But okay, we'll play the game. And I'll say, well, okay. I mean, you don't have any idea. I'm going to keep pressing. But if it seems like, nah, they're not going to tell me. And let me tell you, they always have a number. Okay. They just don't, they know the game. Then fine. Then I'll say, okay, here is what it would take. And I'm going to give them my high number in the range. Okay. Let's say my absolute number that I really want is like 15 grand for something. I need 15 grand. So I'm going to tell them I'm looking at the ballpark of $15,000 for, and then I'm going to list off all the things, or a majority of the main things that I'm going to do, because I want to reiterate to them the value I'm bringing. I don't just want to drop a number in their lap and be like, boom, right? I want to be like, $15,000 is the range that I typically charge for these sort of services. And, you know, just to reiterate, we will be doing X, Y, Z. I'll be providing this, that, and the other. And what do you think about that? And then shut up. Don't say anything. They need to come back. And then oftentimes they're going to come back and they're going to say either, yeah, that sounds right. And then, you know, lesson learned, you didn't ask for enough. Because if you're not negotiating, if they're not having some kind of bulk, then that means, you know, they probably, you probably are below where they're at, but that's okay. At least you're getting exactly what you want. Lesson learned. You can grow from there. You're probably super excited, because my guess, if this is the first time you're negotiating and you got your top number, you're like, whoa, that was awesome. This is possible. And then you'll start asking for more and more every time. Or they will turn around and they'll say something to the effect of, wow, that is a lot further from our budget. Now, see, they've given something away. We've asked them for their budget. They've told us they don't really know what their budget is, but now they've given it away, right? They've said, this is outside of our budget. If they say something to the effect of, this is outside of our budget, or this is further than what we were thinking, immediately you come back with, what is your budget, or what were you thinking? And now they have to tell you, because they have given up that knowledge, right? So let's dive into what we talk about at this point. Let me take a breath and a sip of tea real quick. Let's say they come back to you and they say, you know, okay, as we mentioned before, we have a high of, our high is $15,000 and our low is, let's say, $8,000. I just have to have $8,000. They don't know this yet. And they come back and they say, after you've told them 15, they say, wow, that's a lot further than our budget. And you, of course, are going to immediately say, well, what is your budget? What were you thinking for this program? Maybe we can come to terms, see what I can do for you. Because I want them to tell me what their number is. I don't want them to be uncomfortable. And let's say they come back and they say $6,000. Now we are $2,000 off from where I want to be. Don't you dare say, yeah, $6,000, I can do that. Don't you dare. Instead, your answer, because you already know it, you already know the lowest you will go. Do not go lower unless you do the things we're going to talk about later in this episode. You are going to come back and say, okay, well, the absolute lowest I can go is $8,000. If you can go and make that work, and a lot of times they're going to be like, well, I need to talk to my manager or my boss or HR, whoever, the finance people. Okay. If you can meet me at $8,000, then we have a deal. We can start doing this right now. I could start Monday, whatever it is. I could be at your event. And oftentimes they'll be like, okay, well, let me go back and talk to them. You will almost always get what you want at that point, right? But don't you dare be like, oh, it's $6,000. Okay, well, I guess. No, you have already decided, do not go lower than the lowest of your amount, because you know that is as low as you go. And if you do it lower, you will regret it. I promise you, you will regret it unless you do the things we're going to talk about in a minute. So again, just to reiterate what we've come to, we're going to tell them our biggest number. If they give it to us right away, great. Also, lesson learned, we're going to ask for more next time. If they say, oh, whew, that's a lot. And then you say, well, what was the number you had in mind? They give us the number. If it's too low, we're going to bring them up to our lowest number. Okay. If it's within the range of our numbers, let's say they came and said, well, we were thinking $9,000. Then you can go back and say, okay, well, I think we can make that work. Let me just, you know, think about that for a moment. Yeah, I think we can make that work. Let's go ahead and move forward. Okay. Cause you're in your range. You're fine. So let's talk about what other scenarios can come up here. Let's say that they just cannot meet you. They're like, I'm sorry, we just can't come to your low number. Obviously, they're not going to call it the low number, but that's what it is. We do not have it in our budget. And you believe them. I mean, at this point, it's probably true. Then what I don't want you to do is say, well, okay, I guess I can do it for whatever their budget is. That's absolutely not what you should be doing. Instead, you can say to them, okay, I understand that you cannot reach me at the budget that I have set forth for these services. So let's talk about what else we can do to make this work. And at this point, what we're going to do is we are either going to ask them for non-monetary compensation. So if it's a brand, maybe they can give you a free, let's say it's like a software company. I would like to have use of your software for free for the next year or lifetime, depending on the value of that. That doesn't cost them anything, by the way, but it's valuable to you. You can ask for special coupon codes that you can give out to your audience. You can ask them for a special affiliate link on top of pay. We're never going to do it just for commission, but a special affiliate link that entitles you to a specific amount percentage that you get for every person that signs up because of your efforts. And so you can ask them to add more of those sort of items on top of what their budget is to meet you at your number, to bring up the value. The other option is you can take things off the table. So if you're making a brand deal and they wanted you to do, you know, like 5 videos and show up and do a live and maybe create an ebook or whatever, you could say, okay, well, instead of 5 videos, let's do 3 videos and I won't do the ebook. And then we can come down to your number, whatever that looks like, right? And you can also, if you're not really sure, right, when you're having that discussion, know, you know, what it is, then you could say something to the effect of, okay, I understand that you cannot come to my budget. And I think that we can make this work. Let me put together a couple of scenarios for you with different service offerings that I can do at that number. And then you can supply them with some options. And so oftentimes you can come to agreement. But the point is you should not be giving them what you know you can only do for your range at their price if it's below your range. You need to negotiate other things in or out or a combination of both. I hope that that helps in that realm. Let's talk about special circumstances. For example, let's say you have been approached to be a speaker at an event and it is an unpaid event. There are circumstances where you might take an unpaid project or an unpaid event. I want you to think very carefully about what the value it is for you. A lot of times they'll say to you, well, you know, you're going to get so much distribution of your brand, so many eyes on your brand, what have you. And I just want to make it really clear that when it comes to speaking, and I've done other podcast episodes on kind of the disillusionment of speaking, it's not necessarily the best way to get, you know, quote unquote, free advertising, as they say. Because I want you to think about it this way. Unless you are the star of the show, if you are going to a conference, especially a conference with lots of speakers, and you are one of many speakers, like I said, especially with these mega conferences, then the chances of you getting a large amount of traction from that are very slim. You're only going to touch so many people. So for you to do things for free, that's not always a good plan. I'll give you an example. I spoke at Social Media Marketing World 1 year, and it was like a lifelong dream, and I did it. And I did not get very much business out of it for years. I never, you know, even in my Facebook group that was directly tied to the topic that I spoke about, I would ask as one of the intake questions, you know, where did you see me? And I would get maybe 2-3, definitely less than 10 in a year that came from that speaking event. But then I would go and do a podcast episode on my friend Bella Vasta's podcast, which is a great podcast, by the way. You should check it out. And I would get tons of people, like literally, I probably got 100 different people join my Facebook group from that. And I've gotten leads from that. I have gotten more business from me personally organizing and putting on my own educational seminars where I teach a group of 20 to 100 people how to do some kind of skill or do some kind of marketing thing. And I've gotten way more business years down the line from going and speaking at these large events, okay? So just keep that in mind. You have to think about what is the value for me. And there certainly is value of getting yourself out there and, you know, having the FaceTime in front of a lot more people in terms of building your brand. But if you are being required to travel for a speaking event and you need to stay somewhere, we talked about this before, right? I need to stay somewhere. I need to maybe hire someone to help with my kids while I'm gone, or my animals, or my house, or my plants, whatever your life situation is. And I need to eat. And this is becoming kind of an expensive venture for me. You do have to think long and hard, why is this important for me to speak? But what if I want to get paid? What if they're not offering anything, but I want to get paid? You can absolutely ask to be paid. The worst case is they're going to say no. But I have been paid simply because I said, you know, I apologize, but I no longer take free or uncompensated speaking events. So if you can, you know, offer me some kind of compensation for this, then I'd be happy to discuss. And I've had them come back and say, well, we don't have really a budget for this, but, you know, what would you be willing to do? And I understood in this case, this very specific case that I'm talking about, it was a very small conference in another state. It was too expensive for me to go out there. It was not going to be worth it to me. So I told them, number one, you would need to pay for my flight. Number two, you would need to pay for my hotel. And number three, you would have to compensate me X amount of dollars. And it wasn't very much. I think it was like $500. And it was basically me doing it for free. But they would have to pay my expenses, you see. And so I did that and I got what I wanted and I went and I spoke and everything. There was another time where I was asked to do a digital, like an online speaking event. And again, I said, you know, I apologize, but I no longer do free speaking events, but I'd be willing to do this for, you know, $250 since it's about an hour of my time. I already have a talk that I've already put together. And they said, okay, well, we could do that. So you can absolutely ask. They can absolutely say no, but you can absolutely ask. And you just, again, have to back yourself. You have to be sincere and you have to be firm. You know, this is my value. Here is what it's worth. And end of story. And I think that there is going to be a time in your life, in your career, especially in the speaking world. And I realize there's a lot of different things that we negotiate, whether it's speaking or brand deals or with our clients, potential clients, et cetera. But specifically to speaking, there comes a point in our career where it no longer serves you to do it for free. And you absolutely have to be very clear about that with yourself and know what you're going to say when people approach you. And if it's a really large conference and you just want to go and maybe get a free ticket, well, maybe that's what you negotiate. Okay, well, listen, you need to pay me, or you need to give me a free ticket and you need to pay for my travel expenses. That's kind of my minimum. I will not even consider it if they're not going to pay my travel expenses. I just won't. And especially these large conferences who are making money off the backs of the speakers they are not paying. I'm sorry, but I know of smaller conferences that are higher quality, by the way, in a lot of cases, and they pay for their speakers. They do their best. So I think you just have to have the confidence in yourself and your self-worth and your worth in what you do to be able to walk away. And at the end of the day, it goes back to don't fall in love with the house, right? Don't fall in love with the project or the job or whatever you're negotiating so much that you are willing to sacrifice your happiness for it. Because at the end of the day, a couple of things are going to happen if you accept less than what it's worth, no matter what the project is. Number one, you're going to be unhappy because you will be overworked and you will be very stressed. If you're not getting paid for the amount of work you deserve, then you are setting a bad example with that company and a poor expectation. They're going to expect a lot for a little amount of money. And you will become angry and you will become mad at them and you will blame them. But you have to take some of that responsibility and understand that you have a responsibility to ask for what you're worth. And this goes for everything. Everything that you do that comes down to money, you need to be able to negotiate. I have negotiated real estate deals. I have negotiated when my husband and I buy our homes. I negotiate the purchase of my own cars, even though I'll tell you what, the car people just do not like dealing with women a lot of times, but I'll do it. I got no problems. I've negotiated contracts for brand deals, for speaking gigs, for book projects, for behind the scene projects. And it's not easy at first. But as you practice these skills that I've shared with you and you go in prepared, and that's really at the end of the day, what's important, right? I'm confident and I'm prepared. I know my bottom line and I'm willing to walk away. When you have that preparation, that level of preparation, then you hold the power. And negotiation is all about the power dynamic. Who starts with it? And of course, at the end of the day, we want to walk away with a win-win. We want to feel good about the project that we just signed on with, and we want our client to feel good. So it's not so much, oh, I'm so powerful and I put it over on you. I got everything I wanted and you're screwed because you're stuck with paying me. No, we want to make sure we deliver the value to the client so they are happy to pay us. And at the end of the day, they're like, that was worth it. That was absolutely worth it. And they will come and they will want to work with you again. And if they do come and they want to work with you again, let's say a year later or so, don't be afraid to change your terms. Your prices and your terms can change over time. Inflation is a thing. I hope that you found this discussion about negotiation helpful. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on TikTok. I am at Stellar247 talking about this and many other secrets of the digital marketing world that I'm spilling over there. So again, that's at Stellar247. I'm actually at Stellar247 everywhere. So you could tweet to me, you could send me a message. I would love to hear from you and hear your questions or your successes about negotiation. I hope that you found this episode of the Business as Unusual podcast helpful. If you have questions, feel free to DM me over on Instagram at Stellar247. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, the very best way to give back and say thank you to me is to share or to give me a review. If you do share on, say, your Instagram stories, be sure to tag me at Stellar247 on Instagram, because I would love to see what you think and also give you a shout out right back. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time here on Business as Unusual.